Good evening, Benumbrae Jerusalem. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The evening is warm with clear skies across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant night to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Walla reports that the U.S. Central Command has launched extensive attacks on the Iranian regime. This follows earlier threats and is a reaction to Iranian actions. Also just in, Israel Hayom says the Tel Aviv Museum Plaza will officially be named the Hostages Square. This comes after it became a symbol in the ongoing struggle. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iranian strikes violated the Memorandum of Understanding with the U.S. Ceasefire talks will continue despite recent tensions, according to Macron. Separately, Ynet reports that the IRGC Navy says a member died in an enemy drones attack. This follows new Iranian strikes after a U.S. attack. And finally, from earlier today, JTA reports that President Trump declared the Iran ceasefire over. He also criticized Tehran's leadership harshly. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that Israel is preparing for renewed conflict with Iran. This comes after Netanyahu and Katz canceled a military ceremony, citing new threats. Alex Plitzas from the U.S. reacted to the situation with a simple chef's kiss, underscoring the complexity of the current events. Shirat Hadin, an Israeli legal organization, shared a post 10 minutes ago questioning Iran's reliability. They highlighted Trump's statement on the collapse of the recent ceasefire following Iranian attacks on commercial vessels. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the U.S. military's actions against Iran. Walla reports that this wave of attacks follows recent threats and comes as tensions escalate in the region. The move signals a firm stance by the U.S. and could impact regional stability. Turning to the renaming of the Tel Aviv Museum Plaza, Israel Hayom highlights that this decision by the Municipal Naming Committee reflects the location's significance in recent protests. It symbolizes the broader societal struggles faced by Israel today. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post notes that French President Macron is urging continued ceasefire talks despite recent Iranian strikes. The breach of the Memorandum of Understanding by Iran adds complexity to diplomatic efforts. The regional peace process now faces significant hurdles. Furthermore, Ynet's report on the IRGC Navy's loss underlines the growing violence. The IRGC blamed enemy drones, and tensions are rising following U.S. military actions. The situation could lead to further instability in the region. And in a related development, Trump's remarks on the ceasefire's collapse, covered by JTA, highlight his critical view of Iranian leadership. This rhetoric may exacerbate tensions and influence U.S. foreign policy. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports the deficit has dropped to 3.3%, the lowest since the end of 2023. This is due to a significant increase in tax collection, indicating positive economic trends for Israel. Separately, Globes reveals that Vietnam has engaged with Israeli defense companies at the Eurosatory exhibition in France. This move defies a ban and suggests strengthening defense ties between the two nations. And finally, Keytech informs us of Exodigo's acquisition of U.S. engineering firm V&A. The deal, valued between $25 to $30 million, expands the Israeli startup's engineering capabilities in Southern California. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.